Blog Talk Radio.
Kingdom Objectives and God's Anointed Ministry, discussing the Word of God through his biblical teaching that he's doing called The Privilege, The Importance, and The Power of Prayer. And we are going to give Pastor Fields the opportunity here in the studio to greet the radio listening audience and to continue forward in his teaching segment. Pastor Fields, the floor is now yours, sir.
Once again, we greet each and every one that's listening today on today's show. We are so grateful to our Heavenly Father for another opportunity, another installment of his mercy, his goodness, and his grace. Certainly, we take none of these things for granted, but all things, as the Word says, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, we'll continue to make our requests known unto him. And God gives us in exchange his peace, which guards our hearts and minds. And we thank God today for you joining us on the show. We're certainly grateful for the Lord, his being here above all. Thank God today that we have another important message, something that is so important indeed for the body of Christ. It is one of the most important factors of our ministries here on earth. No matter what you do, your call is. Important factor of the ministry is prayer. It is the one thing that God told us to always do without ceasing, and that is to pray. Pray everywhere. Lift it up, holy hands, without wrath and without doubting. Pray unceasingly, he says in 1 Thessalonians, to pray unceasingly. Praise God. And we're thankful to God for the spiritual privilege of prayer. Today, let's go to our message today, the privilege, the importance, and the power, three aspects of prayer when we think about it. There's one thing, we oftentimes engage in the medium of prayer without truly understanding why it is that God says that we must be about it. I'm not talking about it as most of Christendom does. We talk about praying, but very few of us pray, and I know that to be true. And when God draws us to pray, it's not in what we consider our perspective of prayer. Oftentimes, I like to say that little 15 minutes before we hit the bed at night, or that 5-10 minutes before you start into your day in the morning after you crawl out of bed. But it is the type of prayer that moves heaven and earth. We have the privilege, the importance, and the power of prayer. Let's look at these aspects on today. Praise God. Thank God today. The privilege of prayer, it is imperative that we understand that as Christians, We have been granted the privilege to bring requests and our petitions before the Lord. We have been granted a privilege by God to bring requests and petitions before the Lord, something that neither sinners nor non-believers have the right to do. I mean that they can render prayers, but generally the only prayer that a non-believer can pray is the sinner's prayer. The sinner's prayer. Oftentimes you hear people in the world, especially after some a great calamity takes place, after 9/11 and major storms and tornadoes and things of that nature, fires, things that take earthquakes, things that take place. We want to pray, but really, God, is he really listening to the prayers of those non-believers, those sinners, those who have nothing to do with him? Oftentimes, they don't want to even know about God or the things of God until something happens. We're reminded in Scripture, the Lord says, if my people, 2 Chronicles 7:14, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray. God only regards the prayers of his people, his children. Let's not get it twisted. You see, the sinner or non-believer no more has a right to pray to the Lord than a non-member of a bank has the right to withdraw money from an account where there is not a valid account. Praise God. Something for us to ponder, to think about this morning. I'll say that again just for clarity. The sinner, the non-believer, has no more a right to pray to the Lord than a non-member of a bank has the right to withdraw money from an account that is not valid. In other words, you have to establish a membership. For membership has, the old American Express slogan, for membership has its privileges. Thus, James chapter 5 and verse 16, the B clause, tells us that the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous. Understand that God says what he means, and he means what he says. He says the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Who is righteous but those who have been made right by God through the blood of Jesus? Those who have, through obedience of God's word, that is, in accordance to Romans 10:9, have confessed with their mouth and believed with the heart that the Lord has raised Christ Jesus from the dead. He says, they shall be saved. Those individuals, those who have done what God says that we have to do. It is unto those. And righteousness comes through faith in God. It is the exchange that we have, His righteousness for our guilt. Praise God. Because of what Christ did, we have the right. Because we have been made, first of all, to be through the righteousness of Christ, we have the right to be first to be made at peace with God because we were enemies of his. But now we have the right to be at peace with God. And then secondarily, the Bible says we have access into the Holy of Holies. That's prayer. We can go to the boldly before the throne of God. And we can proclaim and declare and make requests unto God about things that are pertinent unto us and according to the kingdom of God. But he says, the righteous, the effectual fervent prayers, James says, of the righteous man availeth much. The righteous, their prayers avail, not the prayers of every person. Oftentimes we make the mistake to think that anybody can pray. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says, the righteous. Of the effectually fervent prayers of the righteous avail it. Praise God. So they're the righteous, are the ones, the children of God have that has the privilege to pray. The sinner, the non-believer, they got to first get things right with God. We call it confession. Praise God. Repentance. Once we have confessed our sins and we have made things right with God, and through the exchange of the blood of Jesus, we have been cleansed, that is, made right with God, put in the right relationship with him. That's the only time. So we have, as believers, the privilege, praise God. Next, we want to talk about the importance or purpose of our prayer. Once you have the privilege, we got to know why we're praying, the importance, the purpose of our praying. We don't pray just to be praying. We don't pray because we don't have nothing else to do. There's a reason for our prayers.
When we say the purpose or the importance of something, we are speaking directly to the why of a thing, to the why. Why is this so? What is the reason for it? Why is it necessary? I'm glad that you asked on this morning, praise God. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 and 10, after this manner, therefore ought ye to pray, our Father which art in heaven, that's where he is, hallowed, revered, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, and thy will be done. So it's not about us, it's about him. Prayer, when we come in the right perspective of the proper attitude of our prayers, the reason is that before we ask him about anything, we must first set the proper perspective for prayer, and that is that our attitude has to be put in proper perspective. Jesus said we have to first of all acknowledge the fact that, Father, before I ask you anything, first of all I want to acknowledge it's not about my will, but that thine will would be done, thy kingdom would be established in earth as it is in heaven. We are praying exactly that the will of God, which is his word, and his word, which is his will, that it is accomplished. That's what Jesus said when they said, Lord, teach us to pray. He said, this is the manner in which we ought to pray. So Matthew 6, 9, and 10 then becomes the model prayer of the establishment of the essence of what prayer is all about. He says, pray that, Father, not about my will, it's about your will, and that it be accomplished here on earth as it is also being accomplished in heaven right now where you are. Hallelujah. We're setting the tone. Praise God. Let what's happening here mimic and let it also be equal to what's happening there where you are. Praise God. He says, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Verse 13, it says, it provides the answer. For thine is the kingdom. It's about you, Lord. And thine is the power. The power is about you. You got ultimate and complete power and authority. And thine is the glory forever. That's the extent. Forever is a long time. You don't get to the end of forever. But that's how long Jesus said we ought to pray this type of prayer. We have to have the attitude that, Lord, it's about you, not just now, not just tomorrow, but forever. And then he says, amen. I'm in complete agreement with all that has been forestated. Romans 14 and 17 says, for the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but it's about righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. The kingdom of God is not about meat and drink. It's not about physical things. But the kingdom of God is about righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. That's why he left us his spirit. And he says, when he comes, the spirit of the Lord, he will guide us into all areas or levels of truth. And he will teach us things that are pertaining unto godliness, that is about the spiritual kingdom, and all things that pertain unto life, the three-dimensional physical world. He will guide us in all areas. So when we want to know anything about spiritual matters or things that concerns us in the earth, we ought to look unto the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says it is his responsibility and job it is to guide. Praise his holy name. And lastly, we want to look at not only the privilege. It is important that we have been given privilege to pray, and not only that we know the importance of purpose in our praying, but today we want to also establish that there's about power, the power of prayer. That if we don't have power in our prayer, what's the reason to pray? Luke 18 and 1 said, men must always pray and not faint. I like that because as we have established a saying around that particular scripture, if you're going to faint, then why go through the trouble of praying? But if you're going to pray, then why faint? Have confidence in the prayers that you pray. That's what Dr. Luke is really saying in Luke 18. He says, the men ought to pray and not faint. That means if you're praying, you're not fainting. And if you're fainting, that means you ain't doing no praying. Praise God. To God be the glory. To the power of prayer. It is imperative that we understand the power of prayer. Jesus prayed because it was power in prayer. You are literally wielding or using a spiritual tool or weapon that is mighty enough to affect any situation or circumstance. Oh, I believe I need to say that again. You are literally wielding or using a spiritual tool or weapon that is mighty enough to affect any situation or circumstance. That means that prayer is a spiritual thing. It's not a physical thing. It's a spiritual tool that has been given us, that we have been effective. If we use it correctly, it is the effective tool. Prayer is one of the most powerful weapons that we have in our arsenal as believers. We are frequently reminded in Scripture that Jesus, who is our example, he often found a quiet place to go and pray. He understood the power that prayer afforded him. He knew that he could not do anything outside of the power, the authority of the Father. So he communicated or communed with the Father. And just as Jesus understood that importance and necessity, you and I must understand that we must continuously communicate and daily communicate with the Father. That's the only way we can accomplish anything. He says, without me, you can do absolutely nothing. But with God, all things are possible to those that believe. Philippians 4 and 13. We can do all things through Christ, who enables, who strengthens, who gives us the ability to get them done. In Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 14, Deuteronomy 9 through 14 says in the word of God, and the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good. And he rejoiced over thy fathers. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the hear was the word of the Lord. If thou shalt hearken, listen unto the word of the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes which are written in this book of the law. And if thou turn unto the Lord thy God with, and listen to this, all thine heart and with all thy soul. For this commandment, verse 11 says, which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go for us to heaven and bring it unto us that we may hear it and do it. Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us that we may hear it and do it. Verse 14 finally says, but the word is very nigh unto thee. It is in thy mouth, even in thy mouth, in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. There it is. Oops. The word of God is nigh unto us, that if we would hearken, listen unto the word. There are many examples in Scripture concerning prayer. Job, in Job 1 and 10, prayer places a hedge of protection about you. Praise God. We learn that in Job. Job 1:10 says, "Has thou not thou made a hedge about him? About his house and about all that he has on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. So prayer places a hedge of protection about you. Jesus, another example in Scripture, Luke 22 and 40, he says, pray that you enter not into temptation. He was in the Garden of Gethsemane talking to his disciples. He said, pray. Temptation is coming. But he said, the only way you're going to be able to overcome temptation is you got to pray that you don't fall victim unto the temptation. Why? Because the spirit truly is willing, but your flesh is weak. The spirit is willing. The spirit is able to overcome the spirit, which is tied to the things of God. But your flesh is weak. So he says, pray. The answer is to pray that you don't fall victim or enter into the temptation. Praise God. Many other examples. Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 17 and 18, the man prayed that it would rain. And the Bible says it rained not for the space of 3 1/2 years. The man stopped rain because he prayed. Elijah, who was of a slight passion as you and I, but he prayed fervently that it would not rain. And the Bible says it rained not. We're talking about examples where those who stepped out on God's word did what God said, and they received the blessing. Daniel, in Daniel chapter 6, he was delivered from the mouth of lions. Elisha, 2 Kings chapter 6, his enemies, the enemies of God, his enemy armies were subdued. Moses and the children of Israel, Exodus chapter 14, they were saved from powerful kings through the miraculous power of God. And then here comes Esther. Esther chapter 4, she reversed an unrighteous decree against the people of God. She says, I'm going to pray, and then I want you to tell the people they also ought to pray and fast. And she says, and I'm going to go in unto the king, and if I perish, then I must perish. But through the power of prayer, God reversed, hallelujah, an unrighteous decree. And there's so many things as we look at this thing of prayer. There are some popular cliches as we look at prayer. One of them says, prayer is the key and faith unlocks the door. We've heard that one. Prayer is the key, but faith unlocks the door. There's an acronym concerning prayer. PUSH. Pray until something happens. Praise God. Pray until something happens. Your prayers are effective, the effectual prayers, but you gotta pray until something begins to happen. The last says, but with much prayer, there is much power. When there's little prayer, guess what? You only got a little bit of power. But with no prayer, oh, praise his holy name, there is absolutely, positively no power. Finally, the most important thing to note is the importance of studying the Word of God and the ability to access the blessings through knowledge and through understanding of his word. It is then that we can truly begin to benefit from having both an understanding of the privilege, the importance, and the power of this spiritual weapon that we call prayer. God bless and God keep you is our sincere prayer.
Thank you, man of God, for that inspirational word here in the studio. And now we're down to the commercial break in the last 6 minutes of the segment.
Do you need marital counseling to deal with your marital issues? Do you want resources to help enhance your marriage? Log on to www.godsanointedministries.com to get in touch with Glenda and Rufus Fields. You can also check out their latest book on marriage called Diary of a Man, Heart of a Woman, as a self-help tool. Check out God's Anointed Ministries today. It's always time to pray. Prayer for our families, kids, and nation. Join Pastor Rufus and Glenda Fields of Timely Kingdom Objectives each Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time to pray. The call-in number is 1-605-475-4700, access code 126-580-#.
Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a global outreach church fulfilling the mandate of God to equip, empower, edify, encourage, and educate the people of God in this season. Global Harvest Kingdom Church joins us every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a church on the move for God.
And welcome back to the Real Talk segment. And I am here in the studio with Pastor Rufus Fields of Global Harvest Kingdom Church, Time to Kingdom Objectives, and God's Anointed Ministry, discussing the Word of God through a biblical teaching that the man of God is doing called The Privilege, The Importance, The Purpose, and The Power of Prayer. And we have those that are listening here in the studio and those that are listening over the internet. We have a question in the chat session from Lady Stephanie, Pastor Phil, and she just wanted to encourage you. She said, thank you, man of God, for raising the standard regarding prayer in this time and in this season. Please keep the body of Christ in your prayers. She's excited that there are some true men and women of God out there that are speaking the truth of the Word of God. So we thank Lady Stephanie for her encouragement for the man of God in this time and this season. We're down to the last 3 minutes of the segment. If you would like to ask Pastor Phil a question, you can call in. And the call-in number is 1-323-870-4001. And if you are listening to the segment and you would like to make a comment, just hit your mic button and you will be able to actually come in and ask Pastor Phil any questions that you may want to consider. So also in this time and in this season, you have the opportunity to assist the man of God with your monetary gifts, and you can do that at www.godsanointedministries.com. You can support him in his radio ministry segments as well as upcoming television segments that are in the making. You can also go to the website and give the man of God your feedback regarding all the shows and the segments that he's currently done and those that you will be interested in him doing teaching segments on, as well as email him at GAM, which is G-A-M, at GodsAnointedMinistries.com. And Pastor Phils, for the last 2 minutes and a half, is there any encouraging words, because you're dealing with the subject of prayer, that you would like to present to the radio listening audience as well as the body of Christ as a whole?
Most assuredly. The one thing that I would really encourage on this morning, the body of Christ, to continue to be faithful in doing, that is praying. You may not seem like your prayers are making a difference, but the Lord says, as he said even in sharing the word, he says, do it anyway. In accordance to the word, he said, be instant in season and out of season, when it's popular, when it's not. Do it anyhow, because just as the word of God makes a difference, your prayers, that's the reason he says to pray always without ceasing, is because the prayers of the righteous are availing, praise God. We've been seeing our prayers as we've been praying on the Tuesday nights. We've been seeing the power of prayer unleash the power of God into the lives of people, and people are encouraged. They're happy because people of God are standing on the wall and they're praying. So I continue to encourage each and every one of you, stay on the wall, praise God. As Nehemiah, don't come down, because we got a mighty work. We're doing a mighty work and we cannot come down.
Thank you for those encouraging words, and thank you in Radio Land for listening to the Real Talk segment here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio via Blog Talk Radio. This is Glenda Fields, your host. We wish you Godspeed and God's blessings and favor upon your life in this time and in this season.
like a vow that is tested, like a covenant of old. Your love is enduring through the winter.